songs, but if the spirit isn't in it, it isn't any good. It's good sounding words, good music, but it's so much better when the Spirit of God comes by. We're going to ask Brother Rick to come tonight. Church, you continue to pray. And we appreciate these singers that have come and sung out of their heart tonight. So we want to change the service and get right into the message. And Brother Rick, just bring the gospel. I thank God for the gospel. I thank the Lord that it's been preached this week. And I'm thankful that it's still being preached in the land. We look around today, and it might be few and far between as far as the churches go. They're still standing on the truth. But as I read the Bible, I'm always amazed that even in the darkest times, God had a remnant somewhere.
Amen.
And I'm thankful for that. And I believe there'll be a remnant till the day that he comes back. We might be it, or it might be beyond our generation. We don't know. But nonetheless, let's just still serve God above everything. So we're going to ask Brother Rick to come tonight. Church, you pray.
The drunk on the street, the rich in their palaces, the poor and unlearned, and the men of degree, they all have a soul in need of salvation. Amen. And they all have to come by Calvary. Amen. And I am so glad God saved, oh sinners. I'm thrilled and amazed how he sets them free. But the biggest surprise in redeeming old sinners is that he would save a sinner like me. Was I so that I needed forgiveness? And was I so bad I had to be redeemed? Oh, I wasn't a thief, but I lived in sin's prison, and I was as lost as a sinner could be. If you know what I'm saying. Oh, but I am so glad God saved old sinners. I'm thrilled and amazed how he sets them free. But the biggest surprise in redeeming old sinners, you remember this, is that he would save a sinner like me. Ain't you glad? I'm glad he saves old sinners. That's who he came for, wasn't it? He came, he gave his life, shed his precious blood. That blood that's still needed today. I hope people are, I don't understand, I guess I should say, why people are trying to leave out the blood. I don't know how they got saved then, to be honest with you. How do you leave out the blood? I'll tell you, that's the most important ingredient to getting saved. I'd be trying to bake a cake, you know, one time I thought I'd impress my wife and bake a cake, and I forgot to put the eggs in it, you know, and it looked a little more like brownies than it did like cake, but you know, you can't forget the most important ingredient. And I'm glad I found that ingredient on Mother's Day 1971 in an old-fashioned church. And I'm glad to know Jesus today. Glad that he knows me too. And that's what's real important today. And I may shock you today. I'm going to go to Isaiah if the Lord will. I may get back over there. You never know. But I believe I'm going to go to Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, and just try to obey the Lord. I hope not. throat singing might not have been the best thing that I should have done, but I'm going to try my best to just obey the Lord and do what He would have me to do. This is a great chapter. I have some great meaning to it, and I hope and pray, the Lord, just let me preach it. Y'all pray. It's not an easy job to do, to get up and preach the gospel. But when the Lord comes along, that's the thing I'd rather do most in the world. And the thing that I enjoy most in the world. So look at the 43rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. And it says in the first verse, "But now thus saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine." Ain't that wonderful? "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore I will give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee." That's all I'm going to read to you today. What a wonderful chapter that is. Thank the Lord that He is the Lord. And I thank the Lord, as I said, now Israel had not been all that God wanted them to be. They had done every time. See, like Brother Harvey, you tell them to do something, they go the other way. And boy, ain't that a lot like us sometimes when we know to do right. The Bible says, you know, to do it right and doeth it not. That's a sin, according to the Word of God. When we know to do right, just like our children today, we try to teach them to do right. And know when they do wrong, then we need to correct them, however that is needed. But I'll tell you something today. He was trying to correct Israel. He gave them a lot of warnings. And listen, He's going to follow through on all of them too. But listen, I'm glad in the 43rd verse, we see the side of Jesus that we need to see, that I saw one day when I was lost and undone. After all my sinning, after all the problems, and all the things that have gone on in life, all the trouble that I created for Him. For He says, "Thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and formed thee." Ain't you glad today that God is our maker today? He's our creator. He wasn't, listen, I know, I'm sure in schools they don't teach this, but we were made right out of the dust of the earth. We were made right out of the ground. It was God that formed us. It was God that created us. Listen, we owe it to God to give Him all that we have. We owe it to God. If He says, listen, not only that, but the fact that because that we did sin, and the fact that we did get out of His will, and the fact that we are sinners by nature, He sent His only begotten Son and shed that life-giving blood that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And listen what He said. He said, "Fear not, for I have redeemed thee." How many has been redeemed today? Oh, listen, I'm glad we've been bought back out of sin today. He purchased my sins on the cross, my friend. I'm glad that the blood did everything it was supposed to do. I was on my way to hell. I thank the Lord that He came along that day and He redeemed me, my friend. I don't know where I'd be today. Well, I probably do know I might be in hell right now, Brother Harvey. But thank God, when I lay down this life and I lay down this body, I'll get a new body. I'll get a new life. I'll get a new home. I thank God today. You know why? Because old things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. Now listen, He said, "I have redeemed thee. I have called thee thou by thy name." I sung about that. He said, "Thou art mine." Oh, my friend, why do we have anything to worry about today? I'm going to just kind of get going. My voice is leaving me. But listen what He said. He said, "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Ain't that good today? Oh, how many have gone through? It just seems like these waters of life, this world could overflood you today. This world seems like it could get over. It just seems like any minute the waters are going to go over top of your head. Oh, but listen, one time I read back in the Bible where the Israel came up against the Red Sea. And listen, how the Egypt's army was behind them. But God told them, you'll never see them anymore. Ain't that good today? I'm glad once Jesus got me out of my sin, I'll never see Egypt anymore. I'm glad of that today. And they came up against the Red Sea, and there they were all worrying, all complaining. Oh, but Moses had to be the leader. Moses had to be the one. Just like Jesus said, hold them, fear not. Moses, being that type of Jesus, he said, fear not, stand still. Oh, sometimes we need to stand still and just let God work. So many times we try to get ahead. Oh, but listen, church, stand still and let God have his way. He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. See if he won't get us through. Moses had faith, didn't he? Moses had faith. This God that he was talking about, this God that had let him out, this God that had showed him so many things and showed them so many things. When it come down to the point where they needed to get through the waters, I'm glad God said, don't worry, Moses. I stand up. I'm going to send an east wind. I'm going to part the waters back, and you're going to go across, and you won't even have the smell of water. Oh, it won't even have mud upon your feet. Listen, when they got across, the Egypt tried to follow. But I'm glad the sins may try to follow us, but they're going to be swallowed up, my friend. They got across. Jesus tried to tell them. He said, though thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Oh, ain't it good to know that no matter what we go through, you might be going through something right now, but I want you to remember something. He is with thee. You're his child. He said, thou art mine. I have called thee by thy name. We are a child of God. Oh, listen, I are saved today. I am a child of God. I know who my father is. Listen, if you look up when I was a child and my dad, his voice would call out, if 100 other fathers would have called out, I could have picked out my dad's voice. Oh, listen, because so many times I heard it before. But here's an amazing thing. When I was sitting there under conviction, I heard a voice I never heard before. But I knew. I knew who it was. It was the Redeemer. It was the one that said, I'll be with thee. He's the one that's got me through the waters. Phyllis, he's got you through some waters, ain't he? And there's some in here right now. Think about it. How the Lord has got you through some waters. Brother Neil, has the Lord not passed you through some of those waters? Oh, I'm glad of that today. So listen, and they were trying to cross Jordan one time. Here's what's amazing. The water was out of its banks. They shouldn't have been able to get across there. But he said, I take up the Ark of the Covenant. And as soon as the... He said, as soon as the priest's feet hit the water, the water's going to roll back in heaps. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. And as soon as they did that, the Bible says, even though the waters were everywhere, the Bible says, from one side, the waters began to shut off. And the other side, the waters began to shut off. And guess what they did? Just what God said he was going to do. They got to go across. And you know what else they got? They got to see Canaan. I'm glad when I was sitting back there lost and undone on the brinks of Jordan, the church began to pray. And God's glory got before me. And you know what happened? God preached gospel, put his foot in the water, and opened the water back. And I said, yay, Lord, I want to be saved. And he let me cross over in the Canaan. Wow, I'm glad he let me cross over. And God, thank you, Lord, today. He's the only one that could. He's the only one with the power. He's the only one that, listen, is able to take away sin. And not only that, he's able to keep you, Brother Harvey. Brother Harvey's been through a lot. We've preached revivals together, done a lot of stuff together. Oh, but listen, ain't you glad? Them waters are behind you. There may be some waters ahead. There may be some fire ahead. But Jesus said, I'll be with thee. Amen. I'll be with thee. Listen, you need to know that he's with you. He said, I'm about ready to stop. I'm about preached out. And he said, when thou walkest through the fire, thou, I like that. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Well, bless the name of the Lord. And it said, neither shall the flame kindle on thee. Bless the name of the Lord. I'll say this and I'm getting ready to hush. I remember three Hebrew boys, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. They were jealous of them. And when they saw that they wouldn't bow it, somebody told on them. They said, and the king came and he says, is it true? Is it true? Have you not bowed? He said, if you have bowed, it's well. But if you have not, I'm going to have to throw you into the fire. He said, now listen. He said, King, we are not careful. We are not careful to answer thee. In other words, I give you my answer right now. You don't have to let me. I don't have to think about it. I don't have to sleep on it. Let me tell you right now. He said, oh, King, we will never serve your idols. We will never serve your gods. He said, the God that I have, he is able and he will deliver me out of thy hands, O King. And that made the king mad. The Bible says his fury. He came to, you don't talk to a king like that, right? Oh, but listen, they'd already talked to a king. They already knew a king. The King of Kings. And that king has told them, I will be with thee when thou passest through the fire. I will be with thee. And the Bible says, just to make it so short, he said they took him and they cast him into the fire and said, let this God that you serve get you out of my hand now. But they went into the fire. But it wasn't long. He said, wait a minute. Did I not cast three into that fire? He said, but I see four. And one of them looks like the Son of God. Now, when did Nebuchadnezzar ever see the Son of God? I doubt never. But when he saw him, he knew who he was. But when I see him, I'll know. I will know who he is. I'll see him for myself and not another. I'll know who he is. And most of all, he knows me. I'm listening. That's all. And when the flames of hell are burning and when they're raging, he'll take me safe across Jordan. He'll take me safe over to the other side. Ain't you glad of that today? Get ready to sing. I ain't got much left. So listen. He said, neither shall thou flame kindle. For he said, I am the Lord thy God. I gave Egypt for thy ransom. Thou was precious in my sight. Ain't you glad? He loves his children. No? He loves his children. He said, for I am with thee. Fear not. For I am with thee. Come get a song. Come get a song. Let me ask you something today. Is Jesus with you? Is he down in your heart? Is he with you? Listen, if he's not, oh, listen, let me tell you something. I'll get out of their way. Let me tell you something. He said, I'll take you through the fire, right? And I'm glad he also took me out of the fire, right? Well, here's the great part. I'm glad there was a holy fire that I still it still comes, but it doesn't burn me, but it sets my soul afire, and it inspires me, and it carries me through. Oh, ain't you glad of that today? And I'm glad there was a water that I had to get through. But I'm so glad he took me to a fountain that I could drink from. Amen. Fountains of living water springing up within me. Ain't you glad of that today? Stand to your feet. I just want you to know something today. Maybe you're here and you've been saved. Maybe you're going through that time right now. All the waters are getting deep. I read one writer talked about it coming to your ankles and to your knees and up to your thighs. And then it got to be waters to swim in. Oh, but I'm glad of this, my friend. No matter how deep the waters may get, how troubled you may get, no matter how hot the fires may get, how much fire the devil puts in front of you, what did Jesus tell him? Fear not. Fear not. Listen, what he told him one place, he said, there is no fear in love. Listen, now there's a reverential fear. How many fears God today? I fear God. But I don't fear him. You know what I'm saying? I fear God. I fear what he could do. But I feel very comfortable going to him to talk to him. I feel very comfortable that he's going to keep his word. I feel very comfortable when the floods start coming. I can say, God, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. He said, fear not. I am with thee. Well, that's hard to do, though, sometimes, isn't it? How many knows that? It's hard. When things are going good, it's easy to say, I trust God. I trust God. Till you get that doctor's report. Till you get that financial report. Till your family starts going crazy. Until whatever it might be. And then we'll find out, who you trust? Who do you trust? I recommend just putting everything you got on Jesus. I recommend, because he said, fear not. I am with you. Can you feel him? Just play real soft for a second. I wonder, can you feel him today? First of all, have you ever felt him? Maybe you're feeling conviction right now. Boy, if you feel that, thank God. But you need to go step two. Step out and say, Lord, here I am. I want to be a child of God. Come on now and do it. Because one day you're going to face a fire you won't be able to get out of. The Bible says hell is a place of fire, right? It's hot. It's also an outer darkness. You'll never be able to see. Can you imagine that? Living in a place where you can never see your hand in front of your face. But there's a fire that burns so hot, it's just burning you constantly. You say, preacher, oh, you're scared. You're scaring the kids. You say, listen, if they're under conviction, they need to be scared a little. I got scared to go out going to hell. I did not want to go to hell. But I wanted to go to heaven. I want Jesus' blood applied to my life. And if you have been saved, fear not. I am with you. How many is willing to come today and reinforce that trust and say, Lord, I've been fearing. Lord, it's been bothering me. But I want you to revive me right now. And Lord, let me put thy trust in me. Let me feel it in my heart. Lord, I'm with you. Let him reassure you, I am with thee, as they sing, wherever it might be. Come to the church, pray. There might be somebody here in need of prayer today. Come while they sing.
I cried a river, the tears rolled.
Don't let them flames overtake you. Don't let them floods get too big. But when they start rising up, seek the Lord's face.
I'm going through.
Who needs to come? Who needs to come?
Lord, I'm broken. Hear what I can. So if I lose it all.
Oh, you need a holy fire today, dear Lord. I'm glad for that holy fire. Are you fretting? Are you fearing? Jesus said, fear not. I am with thee.
He
can remove that fear. Reinforce what he's already done on the inside. I'll say this. I'm going to turn over to Brother Dick. I like what he said over in the book of Jesus. He said, I'll never leave thee. I'll never forsake thee.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
But won't he go with us all the way to the end? Let me say this. If you've got something that you can't depend on, if you've got something that won't promise you they'll go with you to the end, come get Jesus. Come get Jesus. His promises are true. How many knows that today? His promises are true. Before I got saved, I didn't have any promise of a better life. I didn't have any promise of heaven. And after I got saved, all that promise has been with me the whole time. Been with me the whole time. Satan's tried to tell me those promises and he ain't going to keep them. Listen today, the Bible says he's the liar and the father of it. So you can trust in a liar, or you can trust in the truth. Jesus said, I am the truth, right? Amen. And if the truth will set you free, you're free indeed. Brother Vic, come.
See where he's carrying
us. Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
Because I've got a shepherd like that. He knows every valley. He knows every fiery trial. He knows everything we go through.
Yeah, he does.
And I love him with all my heart. Lord, we pray that you know him tonight. That you have the same love in your heart. But if you don't, they're going to sing one more verse. Every trial that you go through, you have someone to hold you. You have someone to care for you. You have someone to carry you. While they say, did I? Just one more verse.
I've spent long nights with sleep never coming. Seen my loss far outnumbered my gains, but I held on to hope as it led the way. I made it through.
You made way. Your loss, Christ Jesus made way.
Eternity that I would give.
The Spirit's calling you right now.
Grace made a way.
Now it's
time. I have peace of mind. You're going to teach me to climb. If that mountain don't move. Lord, I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I'm hoping for sunshine. There is no rain. Whatever I face, I'm trusting your grace to carry me. When I've done all I can, like the soul.